2.27. Unit 9A.
Ronald Reagan was raised in a small village in Illinois, and he graduated from Eureka College, Illinois, with a degree in economics and sociology. He worked for a short time as a radio broadcaster in Iowa, and then moved to Los Angeles to follow a career as an actor in films and television. After joining the Republican Party in 1962, his skills as an orator were noticed, and he was persuaded to run for governor of California. He did a good job as governor, and this led to his nomination for Republican presidential candidate in 1980, which he won. He then went on to become the president of the United States between 1981 and 1989. He took a hard line against communism, and his second term of office saw the collapse of the Soviet Union and the beginning of the end of communism in Eastern Europe. He was often ridiculed for not being very clever, a second-rate actor who could only read the lines he was given by his advisors. But he remains one of the most popular American presidents of the past 50 years. Why? I put that question to political historian Marjorie Barakowski.
Ronald Reagan understood the fundamental essence of leadership. That is, that you have to be able to communicate. Reagan always gave the impression that he was listening when he was speaking to you. It was almost as if it didn't matter what his political views were. He made people feel that they mattered. He looked you in the eye, smiled at you, made you feel special. That is a fantastic quality to have. I'd also have to say that he presided over a time of great economic growth in America. When he came to power, things weren't great for most Americans, and he gave them hope. It obviously helped that the economy thrived during his presidency. But nevertheless, Reagan's style of communication stands out as a model for all leaders. If you can connect with the ordinary person, there's very little you can do wrong.